Western sanctions against Iran are partly rooted in the independence-seeking nature of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and partly due to the United States' unilateralist policies. These sanctions have created constraints in Iran's economic, financial, and foreign policy domains. The present article seeks to examine Iran's inclination toward cooperation with the East as a strategy to reduce the pressure of Western sanctions and to achieve its national goals and interests. The main question is, what impact have sanctions from 2000 to 2023 had on the look to the East policy of the Islamic Republic of Iran? The hypothesis states, given the multipolar balance of power structure at the beginning of the 21st century on the one hand, and Iran's emergence as a regional power on the other, it appears that intensified sanctions have increased tensions between Iran and the West and led the Islamic Republic of Iran to adopt a look to the East policy. This article, using the theoretical framework of neorealism and a descriptive analytical method with an emphasis on the multipolar international system, examines Western sanctions, Iran's look to the East policy, Iran's rise as a regional power, and the characteristics of emerging Eastern powers. The findings of this study indicate that Western sanctions against Iran have disrupted the country's economic, developmental, and livelihood sectors. By employing inward balancing to empower itself and outward balancing through the look to the East policy and cooperation with Eastern powers, Iran has managed to reduce the pressure of Western sanctions. From the perspective of economic development, interaction with the East is beneficial for attracting investment and technology. Politically, it also signifies Iran's non-isolation.